stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and even as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. Then methought my dream had changed, the streets no longer rang, hushed were the glad Hosanna, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. Then once again the scene was changed, the earth no longer I saw a holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets. The gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. And all who would might enter, and no one was denied. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King.
Now, of these five phrases, the first is in Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. The four living creatures, having each one of them six wings, are full of eyes round about and within, and they have no rest and night, day and night, saying, here's the praise, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God the Almighty, who was and who is to come. Our first praise here is to God, from eternity to eternity. And from Psalms, the 90th Psalm.
To God, from eternity to eternity, Jehovah, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
And now, the glory of the Lord. The Creator. The emphasis is on creation. God loved us, the whole human race, from the beginning of time, currently estimated to be 13¾ billion years ago. He took over 9 billion years to spread out the universe and its galaxies, and to let them calm down so that it would be safe to create the planet Earth without damaging it. Then he caused a large planetoid to have a glancing blow with the Earth to become a moon, so as to deposit an iron nickel core in the earth and to tear away its then toxic atmosphere. So the water vapor, nitrogen, and carbon dioxide escaping from within the earth could produce a new atmosphere conducive to creating and growing plant life. Creating plants converted carbon dioxide to oxygen. So then God created animal life to convert the oxygen back to carbon dioxide, until there was about 460 times as much oxygen as there was carbon dioxide. All this meticulous detail so that God could bestow his love upon a human creation, having a ground to stand on, air to breathe, and food to eat for at least 40 billion people. Now we will hear how great thou art. praise is to Christ for his ransom sacrifice. After we have now seen the Lamb standing as he has been slain, we see the praise in verses 9 and 10, chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. They sing a new song saying, "Worthy art thou to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and did purchase unto our God with thy blood us out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." Which one would you want to leave out? Which one would you want to hold up the kingdom for? "And madest them unto our God a kingdom and priests, and they shall reign over the earth."
He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never had a family or owned a home. He never set foot inside a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place he was born. He never wrote a book or held an office. He did none of the things that usually accompany greatness. While he was still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends deserted him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. And while he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property that he had, his coat. 19 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure for much of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, and all the navies that ever sailed, and all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as powerfully as this one solitary life.
Hope in Christ. is to Christ for his millennial kingdom. And I saw and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000s of 10,000s and thousands of thousands. Now, who are the 10,000 times 10,000? That'd be 100 million. That'd be approximately the population of the whole earth at the time of Christ. And they say with a great voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that hath been slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Consider, just consider the power that it will take to resurrect one person from the dust of the earth. It will take more than just DNA. That's not enough. You could have the same DNA and a whole different set of memories. To create the physical being, but then to recreate it with all of the memory that it had before. Imagine what power is required. Imagine what power will be expended. And now multiply that power by 40 or so billion people. Worthy is the Lamb. Between the fourth phrase and the fifth phrase, things like the blessing and the honor and the glory and the dominion. But we notice something else too. We notice that this fifth phrase is not to the Lamb alone, but to God and Christ. And where no time span was given in the fourth phrase, this phrase is forever and ever. This praise is to God and Christ for the kingdom which will last through eternity. Revelation 5:13. And every created thing which is in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea, and all things that are in them, heard I saying, unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb, be the blessing and the honor and the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Holy, holy, holy. To the Lord. First, praise God because He is from eternity to eternity. We don't ever have to worry about Him going away. Praise God for creation. Praise Christ for His ransom sacrifice. Praise Christ for the hope of the millennial kingdom for us and for all. And praise God and Christ for the hope of the eternal kingdom going on forever and ever. Let's turn to hymn 356 in the Blue Book, or if you have the red book, it's 352.
ask a blessing on our sleep.
Our dear Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy wonderful and most holy name. We thank thee for thy faithfulness in the past and thy prospects for the future, for thyself, thy Son, and for all of us. Be with us now on our goings back to our various places for the evening. We would ask for thy blessing on the evening's rest, that we may wake refreshed, ready to learn more of thee and of thy plans and purposes and of thy will concerning us. And remember, too, thy dear ones throughout the world. Complete thy church that thy kingdom may soon come. We ask in Jesus' precious and most worthy name. Amen.